Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Live 855-453. You can give us a call and talk about whatever's on your mind. We're going to get right into the calls. Ian has had to step away for a second, so this is Mark.
And I'm Taryn.
Let's go to Zach calling in from Ithaca. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, I saw your tweet linking to that conservative article about the leaking of Sandra Bland's autopsy results and so on and so forth, and I wanted to kind of weigh in on what I thought.
Yeah, please go right ahead, because I saw it, and I wouldn't be able to – I am the one who posted it. I wouldn't be able to say one way or the other. It just seemed like I had heard nothing to the contrary regarding, you know, her situation. They claim there's a video that sort of looks at her cell and sees that nobody enters it from the time that they knew that she was alive. They do an autopsy, find drugs. They, you know, no sign of the. Of course, the doctor says that there's no sign of a struggle, that kind of thing.
Well, also, yeah, apparently she had some old cuts on her wrist, so on and so forth. I mean, to me, it's either one of two possibilities: either the police pulled her over, arrested her, and then put her in jail, and somehow conspired to murder her and stage a suicide because she was an activist. Or this woman who was an activist and kind of maybe had an attitude problem with the cop, ended up getting arrested, and possibly had some mental health problems, and then hung herself or perhaps deliberately killed herself in order to make herself a martyr. To me, those are the two, I guess you'd call it two and a half possibilities. Like, is there a conspiracy by the police to murder an activist? Or did this woman who maybe had, you know, some issues going on, she was very involved in the Black Lives Matter thing, remember, she posted something about how all people of color on social media shouldn't be talking about anything except for social justice and so on and so forth. And if she, her goal was to make herself a martyr, she was successful. And that's a kind of a little kind of a conspiracy theory a bit. But, I mean, what was her motivation when
she could have just decided to kill herself and not be intending to be a martyr? But if even so, she turned into one, right?
Basically, those are the three different possible interpretations of the situation. I mean, there's video footage of her going into the cell and then them finding her hanging and going in and pulling out her dead body. Also, I don't think marijuana counts as a drug. I mean, somebody must have been crushed by a bale of it at some point in history, but no one's ever died from that.
Was that all the drugs that were found in her system?
I think so. As far as I understand, it was very significant quantities of marijuana. I mean, anyone who smokes weed knows somebody who had built up a ridiculous tolerance to it. But that's not – that's. I think that's an irrelevant – thing that is being promoted perhaps by the sheriff and people on the right to kind of say, oh, she was on drugs, that's why she did it. That's not why.
Also, well, you got to also play the devil's advocate here, though, that if the could you really trust a video if cops were corrupt enough to kill someone in a cell?
I mean, no, are you really going to
edit that? Or, I mean, it's so easy to edit a video now.
It does seem... it always seemed like a lot to me that they decide to... You know, the lady was... non-compliant, let's call her, in the pullover. I think the cop was completely out of line asking her to put out her cigarette. I mean, it's her car. If you don't like it, go back to your car, pal. But whatever. She was certainly non-compliant. I don't think that's worthy of anything. You know, as a professional, a police officer should be able to deal with that without arresting somebody. But that's kind of where it all sort of ends for me. It seems unlikely. It seems unlikely that somebody would end up, murdered over this if the cops didn't have some kind of situation going with them before. If a police officer takes the time to murder somebody, in this kind of circumstance, in the jail, and get a bunch of other people, you'd think that there'd be a really long backstory between this person and this department or whatever. It's going to be a difficult thing to do to get everybody on every guard in the jail on board with your, hanging somebody and, you know, yanking on their legs and stuff.
Martin Luther King and Malcolm X were killed by criminal conspiracies orchestrated by what I would believe are, you know, institutions within our own government or police, whatever you want to call it. Sandra Bland, there's a video of her sitting in, like, the food court of a mall with her Black Lives Matter thing, and then the mall cops come up to her. They're like, you can't be soliciting people. You can't. This is not what this cafeteria is for, and she gives them an attitude. And every time a cop points a gun at me or tells me to do something, I say, yes, sir, and I do it. Even if, you know, typically I'm the one actually in the wrong, but even if I'm not, if a cop is hassling you, you don't want to give them more excuse to hassle you. And she ended up in that jail one way or another. She ended up dead one way or another. And it's, to me, Occam's razor, kind of like, what's the simplest explanation for this? She grabbed a trash bag and she hung herself because she had a lot going on and she was in jail and she was upset and felt like a victim.
Yeah, I heard she had some sort of mental issues. So it certainly does seem like Occam's razor.
I think everybody's got mental issues. But, you know, I guess I want to see more evidence than nuh-uh. You know, like that's all we've got at this point is, you know, there doesn't seem to be much evidence other than a lady gets arrested on, you know, really crappy reasons, for really crappy reasons, and ends up dead.
Very good.
I mean, there are so many actual things that go on between people and the police that are totally wrong. Like that guy, the Fruitvale Station, they made a movie about it, apparently getting shot in the back. That was crazy. And then they took people's cell phones, deactivated the security cameras, and then did everything they could to bail out their cop buddy, gave him 3 years in jail. He got out after two, and then he's just disappeared into the wind.
Yeah, so, I think that's a good point. I mean, there are a lot of stories about the police where they are doing awful things to people that is there's no doubt about, because there's video where, you know, we've got not even video, just somebody who witnessed it claiming certain things. In this case, there's not a witness, there's no video, and it's all based on speculation about what they might have done. But we know they do, police, they have done a lot of awful things. I'm not saying all police, but, you know, around the country, there are plenty of departments where there are serious corruption issues, and it's just all out there in the open.
It seems like whatever momentum there might have been for sort of change in law enforcement has been, you know, is wrapped up thoroughly in this Black Lives Matter, you know, meme that's out there. And I mean, lots of people have been caught up. If you say all lives matter, and you know, you're a villain at this point.
That's what I say. All lives matter.
But the fact that, well, you know, you do that on the right website, and they'll, you know, say all kinds of things to you. And I'm sure that some people who just heard you say that, or, you know, disagree, they can call in at 855.
Whose lives do not matter?
What they're saying is that where in American history have white lives not mattered?
I would answer that
to police officers to whom, when those white people sass back at police officers, that's when they don't matter. Right now, today, happens all the time. And so, if I have to pick, thanks for the call, Zach. Appreciate it. If I have to pick what color I'm going to be when dealing with a police officer, I suspect I'd like to pick white. But, you know, there's methods.
I'd like to pick white, pretty, and female.
That would be helpful. Yeah. But it might get you,
you could get
bothered.
More than you bargained for there.
That's true. You never know what kind of cop you're going to be dealing with.
Yeah. You might want to be old.
You might get a special breathalyzer test.
Yeah, that's a good point. Old lady.
Yeah, you might just want to be old, and that would be helpful, too. So, I mean, there's no doubt that your demographics, your dress, the way you talk, the way you interact with the police officer, all of these things are going to matter in an interaction. I wouldn't downplay any of these factors, but they're all factors. And if you just go after one factor, you kind of miss the picture, in my opinion. So 855-450-3733. Do you have any evidence that Sandra Bland committed suicide? Because I don't really know of any.
I don't have any evidence either way. I mean, like you said, the gentleman on the phone just said that there's video of her going into the cell and then leaving dead.
Yeah,
well, and that suggests suicide.
I'm calling for listeners at 855-450-3733. You can let us know. Or our username on Skype is lrn.fm. That's LRN is the Liberty Radio Network. That's our network, lrn.fm.
That's one of our networks. So our main network is the Genesis Communications Network, who helps us get on radio stations all around the country, and they do an awesome job of it.
God bless them. 855-450-FREE. That's 855. 855-450-3733. And maybe you can give a better explanation than I did as to why saying all lives matter is a bad thing.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that one.
855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live now, 855-450-FREE. That number will allow you to join us here on the radio waves. Also, you can call us on Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. Jihadi John is supposedly running from ISIS, according to a story over at RT. That's Russia Today, RT.com. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Taryn,
and King Mark the First.
And also, I want to let you know about ProXPN. You got to protect yourself online, and ProXPN is one of the tools that you can use to do that by encrypting your data connection. Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux. It's easy to get ProXPN rolling on your computer or your smartphone. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL. You get their software installed and connected, and you're encrypted, meaning your own internet service provider will no longer be able to save your internet surfing history. Criminals trying to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets will be foiled, and you will get 50% off of the regular monthly price when you buy their annual account by using discount code FTL50, FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50 as in 50% off. It breaks down to around $5 a month for the lifetime of the account, no matter which account you choose. The premium account gives you unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. Plus, ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. And don't forget promo code FTL50 for a great discount on privacy that is priceless. We can continue with your calls. Also, we can talk about Jihadi John, so you can join us here at 855-450-FREE. We talked earlier about a different John, John Cantley, who is the captive who has, at least presumably thus far, avoided having his head chopped off, as have they basically, that's what they've done to the rest of their American and British captives. John Cantley has become missing in action. He was a captive. They presumably still have him as a captive because they haven't shown any kind of death video of him yet, but he's been off the radar. Also off the radar now, Jihadi John. This is the man dressed in all black who wields a knife in several ISIS videos. He's basically their other spokesman. So they used John Cantley, the British photojournalist, as a captive spokesman, you know, forcing him to read scripts.
Right.
Jihadi John ostensibly was not a captive, and he was actually, you know, voluntarily, he decided to become part of ISIS, and he sort of became the face of ISIS, although he's always in a black mask, and for a long time there were questions about who this man is. Now, obviously, there are people out there who would suggest that this whole ISIS thing is essentially a CIA plot. And if that's the case, then all of this is just, you know, this is just a story that's been made up to, you know, to tell to people. Who knows whether John...
Well, I don't think you could argue that ISIS was created by the United States' intervention in Iraq, or at least largely created in that way. At least that's an important factor.
Sure.
So, you know, I don't know if it's CIA or not. How do I know?
I think a lot of these things where... the government finds people that are ripe for it, stirs them up, and lets them loose. So they definitely have their hand in it. I don't think that necessarily created them.
Well,
but they, you know, they definitely, here's some, you know, they find the most radical people and then stir the pot.
It's a conspiracy theory, obviously, that ISIS is, you know, not what they seem to be, that they are some sort of well-funded CIA government group or whatever. And there was actually a video released on, I think it was Infowars.com, a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if you guys saw this, but there was the supposed hack group.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Whatever was released on InfoWars, I have not seen it.
Okay, it might be worth looking at because there was a hack group, a Russian hack group, that supposedly got their hands on some video footage that was taken from behind the scenes of one of the Jihadi John videos.
Okay.
And in this footage, they have what appears to be someone who is acting like Jihadi John. It's silent, the footage is, because it's, for whatever reason, it's silent. And it's like a sound stage where you see men with cameras. You know, you're sort of behind the scenes, basically. Somebody put a camera behind the scenes on a sound stage where there's, you know, like a camera crew in front of this particular camera. And in front of that camera crew is a man who is behaving as Jihadi John would behave, gesturing with the knife, you know, and then going to cut the throat of the man that he's holding. And then once they say cut, presumably in the studio, he sort of backs off. And we've seen in these videos of Jihadi John, those of you who've seen them, you know that he's just sort of slicing. I don't think he was in any actual decapitation videos. Maybe I'm wrong about that. Please correct me if I'm wrong. But I recall the videos in which he's featured, they show him holding this captive. They show him swiping the knife like two or three times across the person's neck and then cutting.
With no blood.
With no blood, cutting to black. So the video that they were, the supposed Russian hack group released, and again, maybe the whole thing is a put on. Maybe, you know, the right people were able to put this soundstage together to sort of make it look like this was how the video was made. But in point of fact, it's just a dramatization or just, you know, they're trying to scam people. But it looked convincing.
I recall there being like desert and sky.
It looked like desert and sky, right?
Yeah, I think you're going to have a difficult time replicating that in a soundstage.
If you got a green screen.
But I thought this was like found on like a McCain computer where they hacked it or something. Is that what you're talking about?
Boy, I don't know what the background story was.
I thought it was on McCain's, that somehow it got hacked, that this was not supposed to be seen.
I'll have to look a little bit further into that, what this hack group was claiming at the time. I mean, and again, it's just a silent video released allegedly by some hack group. Whether that's, you know, what level of veracity you want to give that, I don't know. But the suggestion is that these videos were staged.
Well, I'm not a conspiracy guy, but I'm wondering how much of stuff that we've seen in our lifetime is even real. Like, how much of this stuff you think... It's just completely
well. That's
made
what they're suggesting. Is this
a soundstage? That's what I'm saying. But I wonder how much of it.
Some of it's very convincing. So in other videos that do not feature Jihadi John, there are videos of mass beheadings, which are incredibly convincing. And I don't believe for a moment that, you know, that there was some sort of Hollywood visual special effects person coming on there and, you know, making very convincing beheading graphic gore kind of effect.
It always bothered me about the Jihadi John videos that they didn't show
the cutaways.
Yeah, like they didn't.
I'm glad they didn't. I don't want to see someone's head getting sawed off.
I know, but why are they trying to do you a favor? You're the infidel.
Right.
Right? You know, like,
right. Don't they want to show it to show how serious and badass they are?
Well, maybe this way they could show it, the American public could show it all over news.
But they don't get shown. That's the thing.
These videos don't show up on
even the videos
on mainstream media?
No. They show maybe still frames from them. Maybe. Mainstream media, they actually make it hard to find these videos. Oh. So whenever you hear about one of these beheading videos or whatever coming out, you usually have to go to obscure websites to find the videos. So like Heavy.com, I think, has had them. Ogrish, that's the kind of site you're going to see this kind of thing pop up on. Sites that are more dedicated to unfiltered video.
Yucky stuff.
Gross stuff, yeah. Usually the mainstream media will simply reference the fact that the video exists, which will give you enough, you know, you can go and search for it and probably find it if you search diligently enough. But sometimes it was pretty hard to find these videos.
Yeah, you've had some trouble finding them.
So share your thoughts with us here with the Jihadi John videos, the real deal. And why is he running from ISIS? We haven't really even gotten into the supposed reasons for this, if you believe the stories. 855-450-FREE. And, of course, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. Plus, what about this guy who shot the lion? Honestly, I haven't looked closely into the story, but Taryn wants to talk about it tonight, so he'll fill us in. When we get the chance, you can join us here on Free Talk Live.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R, like rebel, R, letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, happening now. You can join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your comments on the Jihadi John beheading videos or the other ISIS videos, you're welcome to comment. Or, of course, bring up anything that's on your mind. We've also got Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm. Taryn Lupo is a YouTuber. And he has been putting up at least one or two videos a week, I would say.
I've been pretty busy.
You have. And you just finished up one that we posted on our Facebook and Twitter tonight about beekeeping.
Yeah, I try to spotlight other free staters. And I went down to the Loosticks, and they have...
These are newer movers.
Yeah, right? They got a lot of stuff going on their little farm. And it was fascinating to learn about bees. I risked my life and limb and actually stuck a camera into the hive.
Really?
Did
you see anything? Did you have night vision mode or something?
No, we actually pulled some of the hive apart so I could stick a camera see it. But the shots I got are amazing. They're really close up with the bees.
Wow, that's cool.
So if you get a chance, please take a look at that video and share it and put some food on the table. Thank you.
You can find Taryn on YouTube. Just search for Taryn Lupo, T-A-R-R-I-N.
My site's actually working now, taryinlupo.com, T-A-R-R-I-N-L-U-P-O.
Perfect. What will people find there?
There's a sign-up form, and then once you sign up, it'll take you to the private videos. I've got one coming up tomorrow.
Private videos?
Yeah, I have some that are unlisted that you cannot see on YouTube. So,
by default, if you're a subscriber, you would not see them. So
right.
You would have to
you have
get
different
your email
categories.
List.
The idea is to get people to my webpage. So I put special videos that you can't see except at the webpage.
Oh, that's smart.
And so, what you do is you go and you sign up for a newsletter, and then it lets you see the videos. And what's coming up is how to grow carnivorous plants. So I interview a guy about growing pitcher plants and Venus flytraps for profit, and then how to make your own mead. So how to make honey
you
wine.
You are busy. That's awesome.
Those are coming out this week.
Venus flytraps for profit, other than, I guess, selling to people, right?
There's actually a really cool, I didn't know this at all, but they're very endangered because of poachers. What happens is there's a new anti-cancer fighting agent called Carnivora. Now, it's kind of controversial, but it's made out of Venus flytraps. They actually juice them.
Okay.
And they found some really strong anti-cancer agents. So people are going crazy buying this stuff. And unfortunately, it's caused a huge attack on the local population. It's kind of like what happened to ginseng, where people are sneaking on the properties and tearing it up. Flytraps only live in the Appalachians, so just mainly Carolina and Virginia, and that's it. And their territory is already getting destroyed by development, but now poachers are just pulling out these ancient plants. So it's a real problem. They're killing all the flytraps for this stuff, and so you can grow it and sell it to these companies for a huge profit.
All of that coming up over on Taran Lupo's channel. Go to taranlupo.com to get access to the special stuff. Let's go to Will. He's in East Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Will.
Well, hey, guys. How are we doing tonight?
Hey, welcome. Is this Will from Muslims for Liberty?
This is he.
Excellent. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Hey, Taran, how you doing?
Hey, how are you, Will?
I'm good. Thanks for the video that you put out about Muslims for Liberty. It has
been
great reaction. It actually performed better and is moving further faster than the one that we did last year with Journalistic Revolution. So
I'm glad. I really appreciate you promoting it. And if anybody hasn't seen that, they can also see that I think we posted it last week on the Free Talk Live, but if you wouldn't mind, I did a piece on Muslims for Liberty at Porkfest feeding everyone, and Will can tell you a lot more about that.
Yeah, that's on your YouTube channel, and it's publicly available.
Yeah, that one you can see.
So, Will, what were you calling to share with us tonight?
Well, I was actually, I saw you guys have been talking about the troops are welfare whores, and I had an odd point to make. I love those guys. They're really great guys. They're really great activists, and I understand the point that they're trying to make from a perspective of, of anarchists or libertarians, that, these are people that live off of the state as well. But I would have to compare it to, like, draw Muhammad contests or burning the Quran. I'm sure Ian would agree with me that, nationalism and statism are religions. These are things that people devote themselves in the same way that they would, theology.
And there are more similarities than differences when you're looking at nationalism and religion. Yeah.
True. So basically, the troops, the flag, these are the idols. These are the sacred things of this religion. So when you revile them in a public way, the reaction is going to be similar to what you do, what you get when you revile a person's faith or a person's iconography to do with their faith.
Totally agree.
Or the God.
That's why I said earlier this meme that Mark posted on the Facebook page isn't a conversation starter. That's going to end relationships.
There's conversation being started underneath it.
It's not going to go
anywhere. It's a very productive conversation.
Right, that's what I mean. It's not useful.
Yeah, exactly. That kind of a thing, the immediate result is flame war. You have people that cajole it and say that it's great, and then you have the people that have like a guttural, visceral reaction of being turned off or even enraged by it.
I'd say enraged is probably where you're at. One guy's like claiming to unlike the page. I never endorsed the picture at all. I'm like, we have the guy on to talk about this. And, this is how little this guy can stand it.
Yeah, and I would go, back to the whole point of, I think what they're doing is I understand the point that they're trying to make. I don't completely agree with the tactics. I mean, some people would say, you know, if you want to, you know, make an omelet, sometimes you got to break a few eggs. You know, sometimes you have to be, you know, smash you in the face in order to get people's attention. But at the end of the day, it all comes back to, you know, even the nationalist who claims to be this hard defender of Americanism, of constitutionalism, has to be able to be willing to say, I disagree with you, but I, you know, I defend your right to say things that make me angry or offend me or that I think are, I can't think of a word that I can say on the air. You understand what I'm saying? So I believe what they're doing is completely legitimate in that, you know, they have a right to say whatever they want. They have a right to disrespect, people in any way that they want. But again, I think it should be viewed in the same way socially as when people revile the religion of another.
Yeah, I'm totally on board with you. I don't think it's a particularly productive thing to put something like that on a Facebook profile, and somebody who does is obviously looking for a reaction. I mean, that's it.
Here's what I wonder. There's different types of people out there, right? And some people are fiercely logical. And as a matter of fact, the liberty movement is full of these sort of fiercely logical, rational individuals, kind of the Mr. Spocks of the world. And what I wonder is if somebody posts this meme, because right now what's happening is all the people from the Troops for Welfare Whores Facebook page are on there. They're just, you know, going after every state. It's a pile on, right? Every statist that comes on and says, you're stupid, I hate you, right? And then they'll like, well, and like right here he says, so which part of the meme do you think isn't true? Or they'll say, I'm a veteran and I agree with much of what the page posts. What are you afraid of? Why are you afraid of different opinions? And, you know, they'll say government clothes, government housing, government food, government education, don't pay taxes, government health care, et cetera, all funded by extorted taxpayer dollars, a.k.a. the definition of welfare. Right. Like, so they're making sort of rational arguments and
I'm sure following on deaf ears.
When the first veteran called this show and said that the military is nothing but a bunch of paid killers working for liars and thieves in Washington, D.C., I try to pride myself on my rational thought. It scared me and infuriated me, but I wasn't able to rebut it. And if I can't rebut it, then I'm going to have to accept it as the truth. I would love to hear a better rebuttal. 855-450-3733.
I'm on board with Will on this. Thanks, Will,
for
the call.
I don't disagree.
I appreciate
hearing
from you.
It might work on somebody, though.
All right, there's more coming up here in moments. We got enough time for you if you want to share your thoughts on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates, or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education, or maybe one the U.S. News and World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-595-9736. U.S. News and World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree. So learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-595-9736. That's 1-800-595-9736.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Final moments of this edition of the program. Don't worry, we got a whole bunch more coming up for you. We do it 7 nights a week live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. If you don't get the show live, or you don't get it at all on your local talk radio station, you can always call your talk station, talk to the program director, and ask him or her real nicely to get some Free Talk Live, or get more Free Talk Live, maybe only get a night or two of the show each week. But we do 7, so you can have up to that amount. So get in touch with your local PD, your program director at your station, and say, hey, I'd love to hear some Free Talk Live. Or if they're already taking some of the show, tell them you want to hear more of it.
Bitcoinist.net is the ultimate resource for Bitcoin industry news, reviews, education, and the latest in cryptocurrency in the cryptocurrency ecosystem. Bitcoinist is the prime online destination for information about the Bitcoin, about Bitcoin and digital currency, the industry. Our website integrates a community forum breaking Bitcoin and digital currency news, and they also cover fintech and blockchain tech news as well. Bitcoinist has a very sophisticated Bitcoin network. There's the statistics, a solid beginner's guide to Bitcoin, and much, much more. The Bitcoinist platform serves the needs of everyone looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies, from beginners to experts. Bitcoinist.net.
All right, so our toll-free number is 855-453, and you can join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Notorious ISIS executioner of Britain, known as Jihadi John, who featured in several beheading videos, has reportedly fled Islamic State-controlled territory, fearing the publicity surrounding him will eventually result in his head served on a plate by his fellow terrorists. The Kuwaiti-born Mohammed Imwazi turned into one of Britain's most notorious terrorists, wanted dead or alive after murdering British aid workers David Haynes and Alan Henning and American journalist James Foley and Stephen Sutloff. Now, that bloody fame captured in grisly videos which have shocked the world has apparently backfired as Islamic State is allegedly hunting down their star executioner, according to The Mirror at mirror.co.uk. According to the publication source, Mr. Imwazi is terrified that jealous jihadists will kill him. In addition, Imwazi is said to have been very wary of the possibility of U.S. Special Forces hunting him down for his role in the killings of Americans and Britons, as well as Japanese nationals Harun Yokawa and Kenji Goto. If they feel he is no longer of any use to them, a source told The Mirror, IS would drop him like a stone or worse. So it is possible he will end up suffering the very same fate as his victims, claims the source. Jihadi John is believed to have fled to a lesser-known jihadist group in Syria to try to keep a low profile. However, last month, a U.S. intelligence source told the Sunday Express he was hiding in Libya to keep out of the limelight. His identity as Imwazi was revealed by the Washington Post in February, following months of speculation as to who the masked man was. British or U.S. authorities are yet to confirm whether Jihadi John is indeed Mr. Mohammed Imwazi. He moved to the U.K. at the age of six and comes from West London, attending some academy and so on and so forth. Anyway, they talk about the execution videos and how he spoke with a London accent, and that it was in March 2015 when his mother reportedly recognized Jihadi John's voice as her son's.
Hmm.
So the claim here is that he is on the run and that he may end up dead, just like the people who ostensibly died at his hand.
Well, is
there, interesting turn of events.
Are they claiming that there's a threat out against him, or just that he feels like, you know,
that his days are numbered.
That his days are numbered.
Yeah. Those are the claims from some source, right? Okay. Like, those are just the claims.
And there's got to be something going on, because you'd think that guy would be a hero, not brought into his life.
To ISIS, you mean?
You would think, yeah. I mean, that element.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know how much honor there are among terrorists. So, you know, just because he's done all that work for them doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be beholden to him in some way, shape, or form.
Well, if he's useful to their cause, I suspect he'd be fine. And if he's not, he's not.
He hasn't been in a video for quite a while. These Jihadi John videos recently the videos have escalated to mass killings, and he has not been involved in those. He was involved in one of them, I believe, in that he gave the intro. Please correct me if I'm misremembering, but I believe he gave an introduction and handed knives to executioners. But there was a mass group of people who were killed in that video. And there have been several other mass execution videos since then, and none of them have involved Jihadi John. So he's definitely off the radar as far as being in those videos.
There are many claims that the folks in ISIS are very principled as far as their religion goes. Then there are also sort of pictures that we had on at one point on the Free Talk Live's Facebook page that we found where, they're praying in two different directions, which, I mean, anybody who knows anything about Islam knows that you're supposed to pray pointing towards
Mecca.
And they've got people, you know, down and like at right angles with each other praying, and it doesn't make any
sense. Seems strange.
And so I don't really, it's hard. I don't know. I don't know what I'm looking at when I see ISIS.
Let's change gears here. If you want to comment on Jihadi John, you're certainly welcome to do so. I just thought it was an interesting update, almost like Hollywood-esque strange turn of events. So it makes you wonder if someone's writing this stuff. Anyway, Taryn, you wanted to talk about this lion killer. There was some guy, a dentist or something, who went on a hunt.
Dentist in Minnesota.
Cash money for it?
Right. He went on a hunt, and depending on what article you read, there's a little discrepancy here. But basically, Zimbabwe has protected lions.
Okay.
He goes out, and he makes a deal where they try to take off the collar of the protected lion, and I think he paid $55,000 to shoot this lion. Trophy hunter, skinned it, took the head, took the fur, and split town. And people are outraged by this because it was like one of the favorite lions, you know, on this protective reserve. Now, I know.
And whoever did that wasn't supposed to do it, right?
No, like, I mean, it's an ultimate failure of government everywhere around because, again, it's a government.
Is it a government reserve?
Yeah.
Okay.
Zimbabwe government reserve that someone was bribed in to let him shoot something.
Okay.
That's my understanding of the story. And, of course, you know, I just don't understand trophy hunting. I just don't get it. And I get killing something for food, even though I really question even if that's necessary these days. You know, we're not cavemen running around. Do you have to kill something? But I get
well, there's
it.
All kinds of things being killed in factories, right? Like countless.
Oh yeah, I mean, this
things are being killed there.
If you ever went to a slaughterhouse, you'd probably never eat meat again. You know,
I've heard like, that. So I plan not to go to a slaughterhouse.
Yeah, it's different than like you know, Mark at least treats his pigs good and they have good lives, and yeah. that's a whole different story.
I also do you know every step of the process.
Yeah, and that's you're not removed from it.
Right. So I mean, I've earned that meat.
I've got more respect for that. But I'm talking about trophy killing. I just don't get that, man. Shooting something just because so it'll look good as a rug on your car
or mounted on your wall.
And it's almost like.
It's a very dominant thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say that. And it's also kind of a tip towards, I think, a little psychological. It's like the people that like to torture animals to me, that kind of, why would you want to kill something for fun? That to me doesn't,
yeah,
I don't get
it. It does
that.
Seem kind of sick.
So let me ask you this. What about, so I don't know what happened with, as I understood, they took the fur and the head of the lion. And those are the things you're going to want if you're a trophy hunter. You're going to want the fur and the head. But those things aren't particularly useful to people as far as food.
Yeah,
I don't use the skin or the head of a pig when I slaughter it generally. There are some people that'll make, that use the brains to eat it, and certainly the jowl meat's useful, but I don't make cracklings with the skin or anything like that. So let me, if this hunter gives the meat to some, you know, to families that are nearby, and I understand that
is there any claim that he did that?
That has happened with other trophy hunting circumstances. Like you'll have an animal that's out of control, needs to be euthanized, and then the meat is given to local people that they can eat. I don't know what the specifics are in this circumstance, but if the meat's given to people to eat, does that mitigate the situation, right? Like, you can enjoy the killing of the animal as long as you give the food to somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, I've had hunter friends who gave me their venison, so right. I'm not above that. I get that. But I don't – this is strictly killing something for a trophy, which
right,
I
a
guess
lot
the
of the
same
people,
stuff happens with deer, honestly.
Well, and a lot of the people who do hunt for the sport of it will use the excuse of, oh, well, you know, this is important for if I need to
eat. Overpopulation or they're starving, and I've heard
and
it
those,
all.
There's some – those seem to be legitimate.
There's a real good you know what? I'd have shot those deer that were eating up my apple trees this last winter.
You talk about, like, if somebody's – okay, you want to really just call it out on these people – you have two deer. One has a mange. He's limping in. He's on his last leg. And then you have one that has, you know, 15 points, and it's the best buck you've ever seen. Which one are you going to shoot?
Right.
It's going to be the trophy deer. It's not going to be the one that's dying and you can't even eat. You know, it's so don't hand me this BS that, oh, I'm controlling the population. You know, no, you're shooting deer that for trophies.
Well, usually when they do shoot deer, they're shooting them in a time of the year when there's an abundance of food. So they all look better. I get where you're coming from. And I think it's a pretty strong point. But
are trophy hunters out there shooting deer? I mean, they're relatively common deer.
Every deer hunter I know is eating the meat.
Yeah, that's what
I at the very least donating it to somebody.
If you want to respond to this, call us tomorrow night. We're out of time for now. Check out Taryn on YouTube. Taryn Lupo. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Yell at me tomorrow.
You're searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Inventory is everything. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey systems. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.